morning and welcome to another week of Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. We're going to kick today's show off with some breaking news. We're going to send it over to our Director of Operations, Frank Eliason. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. So as many people in the Bucks County area know, there has been a shelter in place because of a prisoner escape last night in the Warrington area. Because of that shelter in place, Central Bucks has closed schools. Now, that being said, within the past hour, the shelter in place has been lifted. So the shelter in place has been lifted. This does not mean that they have recovered the prisoner at this point, but authorities have at least lifted the shelter in place. You know, to know, just obviously everybody should be vigilant and report anything that they may find that may be out of place. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, he was wearing an orange top, mm-hmm. Jeans, work boots, and he is still handcuffed. Mm-hmm. So those are the things to know. And certainly if you see anything out of place, make sure you call 911.
Well, thank you, Frank. That's important that we point that out. And I appreciate you leading off with that story. Let's kick things off with prayer, and then I'll tell you all about today's show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us. We especially thank you for the gift of your church. We celebrated the birthday of the church yesterday on Pentecost Sunday. We're grateful for the gift of your church. We're grateful for the gift of your son, Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to help us as we go through the day with all of the issues and problems we face. We ask you to help us, and we ask you to guide us. And we also ask you to speak through us on the program today. And we ask you to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's great to be with you here on Spirit in the Morning. Let me kick things off by turning to my sidekick, Dave Parker. Dave, are you there, brother?
I'm here, Gary. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am not in the studio today, as you probably know.
Yes, I'm looking at the empty chair that you usually sit on.
Yeah, but I will be back tomorrow.
Where are you, brother?
I'm at home, actually. I've got something to do after the show, so okay. I am at home, and I will be in the studio with you tomorrow. Dave, how was your weekend?
It was very, very good. How about yours?
It was good. It was relaxing.
Yeah, and well, I know that you were on mission, and you were out of the area, so how did that go?
You know, it's pretty funny. I actually forgot about that for a minute. I've been traveling so much, I forget where I am sometimes. It went well. I was speaking in Minneapolis at a homeschooling conference. I gave 3 talks out there. It was a busy weekend, but got great reaction. It's really a blessing to be able to do that, to go travel and spread the good news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Had you been up to the Twin Cities before?
Dave, that was my first time.
Wow. How was the weather?
Weather was great. Yeah. Now, you lived there at one time,
correct? Yeah, I was stationed up in that area for quite a while, and okay. I love it up there. Even during the winter. I mean,
really?
Some of the winter, 2 out of the 4 winters that I was there were brutally cold and snowy. The other ones weren't so much. But the good weather months, as they're in now, are awesome. Yeah, everybody is outside, very environmentally and sports-minded people. I mean, running and walking, rollerblading. I mean, there's a lot of outdoor activity up there, a lot of lakes. And if you recall that Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes, that's
right.
Their state motto. So, very beautiful state.
Now, Dave, is that an actual fact? I was wondering about that, the 10,000 lake things, or is that just an approximation?
No, my understanding is that there are at least 10,000 or close to it. Yes. And if you go, like, up there, like here in Pennsylvania, they call, if you go up into, like, Penn State and Central PA and Northwestern, they call it, like, outstate, you know, or you go upstate. Uh-huh. Out there, they talk about going outstate. And, I mean, if you really want to get into the wilds of Minnesota, you go north and west, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful state. So it's not always cold up there.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I led off my talk with. I thought it's supposed to be cold here. Actually, it was the first day I got there. It was 86 or 87.
Yeah,
so it was really warm there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they have the whole northern continent. I mean, we're Canada and us. I mean, we're coming into summer, so this is our warm or hot time of year. So they get pretty hot up there.
But it was a very impressive trip, met some really nice people, and it was a blessing to be able to be there. But now I'm back, and we've got a show to do. Today's show, we're going to be joined by Father Thomas Daly. He worked at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. He is the Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications. He was doing this on a part-time basis, and now it's a full-time appointment. And he's going to talk about the importance of social media and evangelization, which is a really important topic. And I'm glad he can join us on the program. And also, since it is the first Monday in June, we will be visited by our friend Mark Poletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House.
Awesome.
And he's going to be talking about all of the great things happening at Malvern. Okay, so I think now it's gospel time. Let's take a look at today's gospel. And by the way, we are back in ordinary time now. Since yesterday was Pentecost Sunday, today is Monday of the ninth week in ordinary time. And we've got a great gospel. It comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant. And that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others, some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir, come let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owners of the vineyard do? What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord this has been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. Boy, this is a familiar story, Dave.
Yes, it is.
This is obviously how the story of Jesus played out. He was rejected by his people. And, of course, some people accepted him, some rejected him. And ultimately, he was put to death. I mean, I think this is a harsh message, but it's exactly what happened. And in reality, the fact that Christ was put to death and he was able to rise from the dead happened in order to redeem us. This horrible thing caused our redemption and opened the gates of heaven for all of us.
Yes, it did.
Right? I mean, what do you say, right? There's there's not too much to say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But right, Frank, Dave?
We're here.
Yeah.
You're on a roll, brother.
I mean, there's not, but it is a reminder for all of us that if we spread the good news, we're going to meet opposition. We will be rejected, even if it's people who just say, come on, you're being unrealistic. That faith stuff, I mean, you got to get real. You've got to handle this problem by yourself. And whereas God expects us to do things on our own, to do what we can, he wants us to turn to him for help. And we can't discount the fact that when we pray, miracles can happen. And I think that's a tendency in today's society to downplay miracles. They don't happen anymore. That just happened in the time of Jesus. In fact, I was sitting in church yesterday. Because I was traveling, I had to go to Mass in the evening on Sunday. And in all honesty, sometimes Sunday evening Mass is dead. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting there in Mass, and this crowd, If you would have taken the pulses around me, I think you would have found some of the people who died. I mean, they didn't sing. They didn't respond. They were dead. And I'm thinking to myself, we're hearing about Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit fills the church.
Absolutely.
That same Holy Spirit is still there. What the heck is going on? But sometimes people just don't want to tap into that energy of the Holy Spirit. And we lose sight of the fact that the Holy Spirit is still active today, and he still wants to work through us.
Yeah, I still think, very well said, Gare. I think a lot of people are still incredulous. I mean, they hear the stories, and they want to believe, but then they say, and then I just think so many people today are, they want proof. They want here and now proof. You know, with their prove it to me, you know, like show me, I'm from Missouri, you know. And that's that, and their faith is tested. But then, I've been in church or in services where people are like, "Wow, you know, are you even here? You know, are you with us?"
Yeah.
And but then again, it's hard. We have to be careful because they may have a lot of issues going on that we have no clue about. You know, so and maybe they are praying. Maybe they're. They seem very stoic to us, but
I hear you, Dave. I hear you, Dave. But come on, I'm gonna challenge this. I'm gonna challenge us all. What we often go there and we zone out at mass. So I'm gonna say on behalf of myself, I'm guilty of this too. I mean, you're trying to be the nice guy that you are, Mr. Parker, and I appreciate that. But I'm gonna take the blame. Sometimes I'm somewhere where I shouldn't be, you know. And really, we gotta wake up as a church, and that's one of the reasons we're here on this program is to remind everyone, including ourselves, I need to hear this too, that the Holy Spirit wants to work through us. So three words that you can say today to make a difference. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, guys, I am a little fired up now. I think that spirit's starting to wake up.
Yep.
Come, Holy Spirit. Pray that prayer today. And then listen to the Holy Spirit as he responds. Listen to him. Listen to those promptings. And go out there and spread the good news. So there. I've said it.
Okay. All right. Yes, you have, brother. Very well said.
But again, I'm pointing fingers at myself because a lot of times I don't believe it. You know, I know prayer works, but sometimes I listen to the world, and I got to be careful that I don't do that. And right now, I'm listening to my bumper music, which means it's time for a break. When we come back, Father Thomas Daly will join us. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 5th. Today we celebrate Saint Boniface. Boniface was an English Benedictine monk, but he devoted his life to the conversion of Germanic tribes. When he made his first missionary journey to Germany in 719 at the request of Pope Gregory II, Boniface saw that his work was cut out for him. What Christianity he did find either had lapsed into paganism or was mixed with error. In many instances, the problems he uncovered were rooted in uneducated, lax, and even disobedient clergy. After reporting these conditions to the Holy Father, Boniface was instructed to reform the German church. He was finally made a regional bishop and authorized to organize the whole German church. In these tasks, he was guided by two principles: to restore the clergy's obedience to their bishops in union with the Pope, and to establish houses of prayer, which took the form of Benedictine monasteries. Boniface was eminently successful in much of the country, but in some areas he encountered great problems. During a final mission among the people living in what is now the northern part of the Netherlands, he was massacred in 754, along with 53 companions, while they were preparing converts for confirmation. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. Call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the morning. with Gary Zimak.
That was Never Been a Moment by Micah Tyler. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:18. Father Thomas Daly is a priest of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales, and he has recently been named the full-time Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. Father Daly has been assisting with this work since 2013, but now it is a full-time position. Father's here with us today to talk a little bit about social communications and evangelization. Father Daly, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. This is an important topic, Father.
It certainly is. Communication affects everything we do in the church.
Yeah, and Father, in all honesty, social media, let's take a look at social media. It's a great evangelization tool, and oftentimes we look at it and we just see the bad. But there's a lot of potential there, isn't there, to really get the good news out?
Absolutely. The world of social media and mass communications is the world we live in. It's the world where people think. It's the world where people interact. So that's the world that the Holy Spirit is sending us into, and so we have to be fully engaged in that world.
And Father, if you could, talk a little bit about the work that you're doing at St. Charles Borromeo, the work that you're doing in the area of social media.
Sure. The Cardinal Foley Chair certainly reflects the honor of Cardinal Foley, who really spearheaded the church's work in social communications when he was the president of the Pontifical Council. And so what the chair and the seminary is trying to do is to, in a sense, continue that and to look at it from the point of view of teaching seminarians about evangelization and social media, conducting workshops and talks and lectures and that sort of thing about the world of social media, and really celebrating the church's place in social media. So what we're trying to do is a variety of things, all of which are related to how does the church engage in this, well, not so new world anymore, but certainly changing world in terms of not only the technology, but more importantly, the effect of that technology on people.
Father, I mean, putting aside the fact that social media or social communication, that this social media world didn't exist maybe 30, 40 years ago, putting that aside for a minute, have people changed? Is there a different approach that is needed than maybe could have been used 30, 40, 50 years ago?
Oh, I think absolutely. The effects of any technology have an impact on us. Take, for example, the speed of social media. Everything is done now, instantaneously. Messages go across the world with the push of a button. Well, that affects how people think. That affects how people react and interact with one another. Take another example, search functions. You know, if you need an answer to anything in life, you ask Google.
Right.
Well, that is going to have an effect on how people search for God or think about even spiritual things, because we've become accustomed to, you know, getting an answer in 1.4 seconds. The Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily speak that fast, but, you know, to be aware of that kind of sort of mind-changing power of technology, that's the kind of thing I think where we have changed.
And also, in my lifetime, I have seen a difference, and I'm a cradle Catholic, I've seen a difference in the way people treat church. I mean, I see so many Catholics now, especially when I look at some of the young people, who don't feel the need to go to Mass on Sunday, who are, you know, totally okay with the idea that I don't need to go to Mass, even though it could be a mortal sin. Back in my day, I mean, I sound like an old guy now, but if Father said you need to be there, if the church said that you need to do this, you did it. You didn't question. So I think that there are challenges to dealing, to evangelizing with maybe the younger generation. Would you agree with that?
Oh, most certainly. And again, perhaps for the most part unconscious or subconscious, but that's an effect of our social communications nowadays. Mm-hmm. The world we live in is not a place where I go to things. I pull them to myself, you know, by way of my phone. I can go anywhere on my phone or my computer nowadays without actually physically going there. So in a very subtle way, that has created a sense of really time and space that is totally different from any generation that we've dealt with before.
And that's the challenge, I guess, the challenge to meet people where they are, because
Absolutely. They're
still searching for God, whether they know it or not.
Oh, very
and,
much.
Right? They're still searching. Everybody is seeking happiness. And, of course, the only way we're going to get happiness in life is to have a relationship with the Lord. That's why it's so important what you're doing in your
very
position.
Very much.
Now, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that the whole idea of social networking, you know, it can't simply be on a computer or on a phone. That's a starting place nowadays. But as you say, everyone is searching for relationships, I mean, with one another as well as with God. So how can we take advantage of not just the media, but the mentality to make that encounter happen? I think that's what you hear most from Pope Francis.
And I think he is really—he uses that word "encounter" with Jesus Christ a lot. That phrase—and that's a great message. And I think as Catholics, again, as a cradle Catholic, I was never used to hearing that. But having that encounter with Jesus Christ has changed my life, and I think that's a big part of what we do, not only on this show, but at Holy Spirit Radio, to try to get that message out there that Jesus is real, and he wants to be a part of your daily life, and I think we can forget that sometimes. Now, Father, while it's important the work that you're doing, I think it's great, what can I do? How can I better use social media and networking to evangelize?
Well, I think what you're doing on Holy Spirit Radio is doing that. Now, of course, it's not simply the radio dial where you tune in, but it's online and it's an app and it's taking advantage of the various digital tools. Mm-hmm. I think you as an individual, any one of us, to reflect what the Holy Father was saying in this year's message for social communications. I think we, because of our faith and our hope and our belief in the saving message of Jesus, we have to communicate that kind of hope and trust in whatever medium we use. So how can I get the good news out there? Any way that I can, using the digital means at my disposal, that's I think what any individual person can do.
And I think I'm seeing that, and it's funny, I originally got on Facebook a few years ago to connect with some of my classmates, people I lost mm-hmm. touch with, but I started to realize this is a good tool for evangelization.
Not necessarily
to preach to people, but to share, to say, look, this is what the Lord is doing in my life, and share the good news with people.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it was Pope Benedict who said in one of his messages for the World Communications Day that we don't have to, go onto social media and flood it with religious things. The sense of it is the medium is a way that we can share ourselves with other people. As you said, you went on Facebook looking for folks you had lost touch with.
Right.
Making that connection, making that encounter, and sharing me, the believer, with other people, that's the key.
And I found it to be very effective, and people have commented, people that I would not have expected to be open have commented to me about some of the posts I've made through the years. So I would encourage anybody out there to do it. Go out there and take that bold step, to go with the Holy Spirit if you feel that prompting to share something on social media to do that. Now, Father, we have about 1 minute left. I want to say you have written a book called Live Well Today, St. Francis de Sales' Simple Approach to Holiness. It's a fantastic book. We're going to have you back on Friday to talk a little bit about that, and thank you for being willing to do that. But, Father, before you go, would you leave us with a blessing?
Certainly, very much so. On this day after Pentecost, as we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming among us, I pray for you and for all your listeners and ask our Heavenly Father's blessing upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Thomas Daly,
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Look forward
to talking to you again in a few days.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Father Thomas Daly from St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. There you go. My mouth is not awake yet. Talking about the importance of social communication and the gospel. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Malvern Retreat House with Mark Poletino. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. In the wake of Britain's third major attack in 3 months, Prime Minister Theresa May has said enough is enough, saying tougher measures are needed as terrorism breeds terrorism and attackers copy each other. May called on governments to form international agreements to prevent the spread of extremism online. Internet companies already use technology plus teams of human reviewers to flag and remove posts from people who engage in extremist activity or express support for terrorism, but they have drawn the line at sharing encrypted information. Pope Francis yesterday offered prayers for the victims of the London attacks during his Sunday Angelus address following Mass for Pentecost. The Holy Father prayed that the Holy Spirit, quote, grants peace to the whole world and heals the wounds of war and of terrorism, which also in London struck innocent victims, end quote. The Pope asked for prayers for the victims and their family members caught up in the attack on the London Bridge Saturday, which left 7 dead and almost 50 wounded. And several Middle East-based airlines are suspending flights to Qatar amid a growing diplomatic rift. The flag carrier of the United Arab Emirates said on its website today its last flights until further notice would leave early tomorrow morning, offering no reason for the decision. These decisions come as Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE all cut diplomatic ties to Qatar today over its support of Islamist groups and its relations with Iran. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
I'm Gary Zimak, host of Spirit in the Morning, and I have great news for you. Tradition, a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, is coming to the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel on Monday, June the 19th. Scheduled to appear, Archbishop Charles Chaput, Jeff Caven, Scott Hahn, Mother Assumpta Long, Matthew Bunsen, Deborah Savage, and Jonathan Reyes. For more information or to register, visit Philly. OCF.org.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope, where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
again, that was Gold by Britt Nicole. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 65 degrees. Today, we're going to have a chance of showers before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 2 p.m. Then we'll have showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 77. Tonight, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, then cloudy with a low around 62. Tuesday, you guessed it, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 a.m. Then we'll have cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. I want to thank you for tuning into the program this morning. Boy, that was a great segment with Father Thomas Daly. He reminded us of the importance of social communication. So if you're feeling that need, that desire to get out and share the good news in some way, but maybe you're a little hesitant, that could be the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit who we talked about earlier in the program, the Holy Spirit could be nudging you. So I encourage you to do that. And it's not a matter of preaching to people. It's not a matter of pointing fingers. It's a matter of sharing the good news. So maybe you'll see a positive story. You'll want to make a statement about something, an encounter with the Lord that you may have had. Go ahead, take the risk, put it out on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. You never know whose life will be changed because of that. Now, I understand we're having some difficulty connecting with Mark Poletno. Dave, I don't know if you're there.
I'm here, Gare.
Any luck connecting with Mark?
Frank is trying now. I think we have him.
We do have Mark. Okay, very good.
Well, give a couple seconds. Okay. Okay, here we go. Hey, Mark, are you there?
Good morning.
Gare,
hey,
he's
Mark.
With us.
How you doing, brother?
Great to hear you. We're hearing all this talk from Father Thomas Daly about social communications and the cyber world, and here we're struggling with this connection this morning. But thank you, God, we're here. We're together.
Yes, we are. It's so good to have you back on with us, Mark. And you know, before we talk about the upcoming events at Malvern, and I know we have a lot coming up in June and beyond. Yesterday, Pentecost Sunday, and, you know, I talked a little bit about the beginning of the show, and Dave being the nice guy he is, and Dave is really good, and I get his point. Sometimes,
thanks, Gear.
You are, Dave, you are, and you're very fair, but I'm looking around, people are dead in church, and Mark, I'm guilty of this sometimes, too. I go there, and I don't let the Holy Spirit work through me sometimes, so I'm just as guilty, and sometimes I'm going through the motions, I hate to admit it. But what's the difference? We look 2,000 years ago, this really happened. The Holy Spirit just came over the church and things went crazy. What's the difference? Does the Holy Spirit still work or is it us?
The Holy Spirit is working and the Holy Spirit hasn't stopped working. I just think that so often we are filled with all kinds of distractions, Gary. I look around my own parish community and I know there's a lot of life there. We worship in Delaware, and there's a great life and spirit there at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, a very multicultural parish. I thank God for that. But apart from that, you know, I see the Spirit working at Malvern Retreat House. I see the Spirit working so powerfully in a lot of other places in the lives of people. I think, you know, again, maybe because of the whole issue with social media, we have this instant gratification, so to speak, of having what we want immediately, and it's there at our fingertips or a click. And sometimes we don't give the Holy Spirit the space to work in our lives, and we have to still ourselves a bit. We have to. It's not always go. It's sometimes being still, being quiet, letting the grace of God come over our lives. The Holy Spirit's alive and active, and you know there's so much going on in people's lives and around the church. We couldn't do anything that we're doing without the support of the Holy Spirit. But Gary, look at the great movement of the new evangelization. You know, what you are doing through radio waves, what so many others are doing in Catholic media, that's the Holy Spirit. But I think, you know, I think we have to recognize in general Catholic population, you know, it's not just those folks who step up. It's the Holy Spirit working in our ordinariness. You know, and I was reflecting a little bit this morning about the shift, the dramatic shift from Easter, Pentecost, everything ramping up, and now we're in ordinary time. It's almost like, oh, okay, we're back to it. But the Holy Spirit doesn't stop working just because we are in technically ordinary time. The Holy Spirit is so alive, but I think we need to create that space and the opportunity for our hearts and minds to recognize what the Spirit is trying to do with us and say to us.
Great point. And look, that's an example of the Holy Spirit, Mark. I just felt prompted to ask you this. I don't want to take away, and you know what, you're just such a good evangelist, so thank you for sharing that. But I don't want to take away the time from what's coming up at Malvern, because the Holy Spirit is certainly at work. So let's talk about it.
Amen, brother. I just want to point out that we're in coming up on this next Sunday, our family festival. We are ramping up for a wonderful day. The weather is predicted to be perfect, and God willing,
nice.
That's the way it will be. We're going to have a bilingual mass celebrated at our new shrine in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe, beginning actually with a rosary procession to the shrine, a bilingual mass celebrated by one of our auxiliaries here from Philadelphia, Bishop Delaman. He will be the main celebrant of that mass, and music provided by Marty Rotella and Spanish-speaking choir that will be joining us.
Nice.
I also want to point out that we are anticipating a wonderful, wonderful collaboration with Holy Spirit Radio and Gary Zimak on
hey,
that
Hey, that's
day.
What I hear. That's what I
yeah.
hear.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing, and we can't wait to have you guys on campus and have the opportunity to share with others what we're doing on that family festival and to be doing some broadcasting from Malvern.
That's right. We're going to be there live. Now, the only request I have is Dave has some special food orders. He'll be in contact with you.
That's okay. We'll make it happen.
Not that many. Come on, Mark. Come on.
I got to take care of my buddy Dave.
Thanks, Gary.
So, Mark, we're really looking forward to that. What else do we have going on at Malvern in the upcoming weeks?
So we're also going to have a donut man there for the young kids.
Yes.
I hear that he's exciting for the younger kids. We have every 13th of the month, beginning in May, we're celebrating in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, a praying of the rosary at our Fatima shrine. We're blessed to have wonderful shrines in honor of Our Lady throughout the campus at Malvern Retreat House. So anybody who wants to join us for that rosary on the 13th at noon, any month, May through October, you're welcome to do that. We are also on the 15th having a women's evening of reflection, particularly focusing on women healing ministry in the home. So actually being nice. Healers, being present at home and letting the Spirit work through motherhood, through parenthood. The retreat director is Anita Morrill, and she will be leading that evening of reflection on June 15th. Coming up on the 16th through the 18th, we're having a retreat specifically for separated and divorced Catholics led by Lisa Duffy. She's been doing a lot of writing and speaking around the country. Her theme for this retreat is Six Keys to Healing and Your Own Self-Worth. Really a theme that needs to be presented and and a support for many folks who are going through the pain and struggle of separation and divorce. We're continuing through the month, also that same weekend, the 16th to the 18th, very odd, but our only traditional men's retreat, our 6-3 group, will be, meeting that group. Any men who want to join into a traditional retreat group from the 16th, 17th, and 18th are welcome to do that. Father Matt Guckin, is the retreat director for that weekend. At the end of the month, speaking of the Holy Spirit, we have the Charismatic Healing Retreat titled Healing and Deliverance. As you know, Gary, this is the 50th anniversary of the Charismatic Renewal.
Yes.
And Father James Blunt will be the retreat director. He'll be joined by Kathy McCarthy and Praise and Worship Ministry, Music Ministry. So we really would like to invite a lot of folks, especially who resonate with the spirituality of the Charismatic Renewal, to join us on the 30th, the 30th of June through the 2nd of July.
Mark, I can't believe it. Thank you. Our time is up. We've got to go to break. Thank you for joining us. For more information about what's going on at Malvern, visit malvernretreat.com. We'll be right back.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serva. In Mark 12:13, in an attempt to trap Jesus in his speech, some Pharisees asked him if it were lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not. If he said no, in sympathy with some Jews who thought it was against their religion to pay a tax to a pagan overlord instead of to God, he would be guilty of disobeying the ruling government. If he said yes, those Jews would see him as unfaithful to God. Seeing through their dishonesty, he pointed to Caesar's inscription on a coin from the Roman currency that the Jews actually used and said, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." Our Lord recognized civil authority as an authentic expression of divine authority, meaning that it is an expression of the author who has dominion over us all. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I try to catch my breath. It hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me, you're all I've got. My heart, come near me, please. Lord, don't let these worries get the best of me. Oh, I believe that you're still here with me. 'Cause you meant what you said. Solid ground, the only way I'm ever.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Carry Me, Josh Wilson. Thanks so much for tuning into the program today. Now, if you're feeling a little nervous, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Before I do that, I just really want to thank Father Thomas Daly and Mark Poletino for being with us. Man, these guys have been great. So great, the guests that we get on this program. I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit keeps sending us these people to really speak to you through us on this program. Okay, Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Genesis 12:4. Abram went as the Lord directed him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Now, Dave Parker, mm-hmm. I am not insinuating anything, but listen, I'm not, I don't think I should have even said that, but look,
Go for it, Gare.
No, but look, for a guy like me, sometimes, and I'll just point the finger at myself, sometimes I think I'm too old to do this or to do that, or I'm slowing down and there's nothing I can do to evangelize. Abram's 75 years old when the Lord calls him. Mm-hmm. He's just getting started. Mm-hmm. It's never too late. And this is the message that I want to really put forth with this verse today. If you're listening and you're saying, I'm depressed. My life is a mess. There's nothing I can do. There's no purpose in life for me. You're alive. God gave you another day. There's something you can do. And in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, where I took this verse from, I make the point that even if you can't get out of the house, you can pray for somebody. You can maybe make a phone call. You can put something on Facebook. There's something you can do to share Jesus Christ with others. It's never too late, Dave, right?
Right, right. And Gareth, seriously, I was thinking about that. Every day is a new beginning.
Yeah.
You know? And it's what we do with it. And we can, some days we feel more listless or tired, and then, oh, I don't know if I can go on. But then again, it's like, it's an opportunity to evangelize. You know, we're not getting younger, and we all know that.
You know, that's so true. That's so true. I mean, I definitely know that. I was when I was traveling the other day, and Dave, I'm sure you're going to crack up at this. You can relate to this. I'm sitting down, and I guess I had my legs crossed a certain way, and I stood up, and I almost fell over because both my legs were so sore. I didn't have these aches and pains 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting older, Dave Parker, and you're right. I mean, you got to realize
that's
that.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you chiming in there.
Welcome aboard, Frank.
All right. I'll just be quiet here now and let you guys take over.
No, keep going,
but
man.
But it's true, you know, and God expects me to do something today. And that's what I was getting at the start of the show. Maybe it came across too harsh, but, you know, we all tend to want to lay back sometime and think, you know, what's the use? But you got to go with it. Sometimes you get that feeling, well, maybe I can make a difference in the world. You can make a difference. And that's one of our messages on this show all the time. You can do something. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the fact that people are going to get to reject what you say or might laugh at you. It happened to Jesus, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, you know, hey, he called me late, you know, I mean, to this radio gig.
Yeah, me
basically,
too.
Basically, using the voice, the gift of reading and voice and stuff. Mm-hmm. And who knew, you know, for years and years, I was busy working and doing other things. And then it was finally, like, go and do this for me. So it's never too late, folks.
Right,
never too
right.
late.
And Dave, you're a great example of somebody who listened to the call of the Holy Spirit. And responded, right? People were speaking. Holy Spirit was speaking through other people to you, saying, "Have you ever considered radio?"
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
You pursued it, and here you are.
Yes, I called the station, and the rest is history.
The rest
so I
is
hope everyone's
history.
Still happy. Okay. Praise God, I'm still here. No new gigs coming in the future, okay, that I know of.
Right. And that you know of. Yeah, we never know what's going to happen, but I'm really glad you did answer the call, Dave. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Frank is there. And I'm glad we're able to be on the air to talk about the good news every day and to try to lift up our listeners. That's that's why we're here.
Absolutely. And Gary, you're doing such a great job. Of it, you know, even though someday, I mean, we all wake up and
you are too kind, Mr. Parker.
No, you are. I mean, hey, yeah, you were just rocking it, you know, for the Lord,
all right.
You know, and in your evangelization.
And I'm going to confess right now, the reason we were having trouble getting Mark Poletno on the phone was because I gave you guys the wrong phone number. So I apologize for that. I'm going to take responsibility over the air for that. Hey, it happens, though. I don't like when I mess up, but. It's another reminder that I'm human and I'm very fallible.
Oh, yeah. Well, so am I. And, well, that was very, very big of you to acknowledge that, Gare. But, you know, hey, it's not that it hasn't happened before. I mean, we
yes,
dealt
I've
with
done
it
several
we have
times.
Really
Anyway, well, thank you for being kind about that, guys. But I'm glad we got it together. I'm glad you guys came through and we were able to get in touch with Mark because he really added a lot to the program today.
Oh, absolutely. He's great.
Yeah, he is. He is. And we're looking forward to going to Malvern next
That's
week.
Right.
It's going to be great. We're going to be broadcasting live. Frank, Dave, we still haven't worked out all the details, but we are going to be there live, and we hope to be able to meet you if you come out there to Malvern.
Please come out. And I'm really thrilled about it. Marty Rotella, what a great guy, you know. He's doing his evangelization. He's a retired teacher, and he heard the call.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Never too late. Hey, let's close with prayer before I run out of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us throughout this hour. Please help us to continue to go out into the world and share the good news despite opposition or any challenges that we face. Father, we ask, we thank you for giving us this opportunity, for giving us this day, and we thank you for always being with us and sending your Holy Spirit to work through this. And we ask for these things through Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, it's just about time to pack it up. I will be back in the studio live tomorrow. So
all right.
See you
Looking
again.
Forward to seeing you. I'm not seeing you, and we aren't seeing you as much as we used to, you know? What's going on?
I don't know. I guess I've been doing some traveling, but it's good that we're able to do the show remotely whenever we can.
Looking forward to seeing your face tomorrow, okay?
That's nice. I don't hear too many people say that, so thank you, Dave. Thanks, Frank, for being there, for holding things together for us. We really appreciate that.
We're getting ready. Here we go.
Okay, all right, there it is. I was waiting for my music. Okay. All right, wherever you go, whatever you do, don't forget the Lord is with you. Make sure you tell him hi and thank him. God bless you. Talk to you next time.